The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hey, it's Joe Piscopo. You're listening to the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer, with my good friend Arthur Idala, Al Gattulo, Joe Sebelia, and Debbie Duhaime. Hey, that's a good team. I hope they're going to come back.
Come fly with me. Let's fly away.
So I'm going outside my door of my house. I got my microphone here out in Hunterdon County, New Jersey. And the driver pulls up and I got to go. And then I'm looking at the clock. And by habit, I'm going, I got to go on the air. I got to be on the air. So I said, oh, my gosh. I said, so I call Al on the cell phone. I said, Al, hook me up, man. I got to go on the air and just wish my best to Arthur and to Albert and to Joe and to Debbie. It's a Joe on the radio. I want to welcome you. And I know it's a crazy time. Hang in there. We got another month of craziness. Hang in there. I don't want you to lose your fight. I don't want you to lose your inspiration. I don't want you to lose your patriotism. You stay right where you are. We are so honored to have you listening to the show. And I got to get in the car. I'm going to the airport. I'm putting my mask on. I got my hazmat suit on. I'm going to spray my shoes. I got gloves on. I'm going to be in a hyperbolic chamber on the way out to Seattle. But I will be back Monday and we'll roll into Thanksgiving together. I love you for listening. And, you know, as we roll across this journey and you know, we continue on with this just journey on the radio on AM 970, The Answer, with respect to our bosses, Mr. Crowley and Mr. Boyce, certainly. You get to meet the best people, the best people. I'm working with Al. I'm working with, now we got Joey Sebelia, Debbie Duhaime, legendary Debbie Duhaime. And then I met Arthur Idala long ago, and he has been such a good friend. And he brought all my friends on the show today. You got Alan Dershowitz. You got Anthony Pope, my dear buddy. Geraldo's on. So it's not like Arthur has nothing to do. He's a little busy these days, yet he's going to join us.
Never too busy for you, Giuseppe. Never too busy for you.
I love you, man. I wanted to get on the mic and just say thank you, Arthur. We got a fight. So many people are concerned. I just want to allay the fears and say, you know, we got this. So thank you, Arthur.
Thank you, Joe. Welcome back, Albert.
Thank welcome you, sir. Back. Big Al is back. Joey Sib on the job and Debbie Duhaime. Arthur, take it away. I hand it off to the most accomplished talents that you have on the broadcast in the broadcast arena. So thanks, all the very best, Arthur. Have
safe
a blessing.
Travels, Joe. Stay covered up. Stay covered up.
Exactly. Tell your mama, Idala, happy birthday.
Hope she had a good birthday. Thanks,
all right.
Joe. I appreciate it.
Right. God bless you guys. Thank you.
Thank you.
Take care. Talk to you Monday.
And you know, folks, it's Arthur Idala. It's funny that Joe called in, because I was going to start the show by saying, you know, Joe Piscopo, for those of you who just are fans, as am I, he has such pride in this program. And the reason why this show is so good is he really cares. Like, this is not a guy who's here to collect a paycheck or wants to hear himself talk. Like, he really cares about this show. And the fact that he has enlisted me to fill in, and as he's done in the past, it really is an honor. I mean, I'm not a radio guy. I'm a lawyer, right? I mean, I speak in court, but you know, and he's very insistent. He gets on the phone with Jerry Crowley. I'm not going to be here. I want Arthur Idala to fill in for me, and I do take it very seriously, even though it was my mom's 80th birthday last night. We did have a little meal, but I made sure I went to bed nice and early, and I was a little nervous when I was on Facebook the last couple of days, and I saw that Al Gattulo was moving, and I was listening, and I heard someone else doing the news,
right?
And I was like, okay, am I going to have to do this thing without Gattulo being there? Because not to blow smoke up his butt, but he's definitely going to go in the Radio Hall of Fame as one of the most underrated radio men, because he's done it all. He's been around. If you go have a beer with Al Gattulo and you've listened to radio over the last 25 years, and he is such an under-the-radar guy, so he's not a name dropper, but he's dropping names left and right. He's like, yeah, when Dave Herman and I were drinking beers together, yeah, when Carol Miller and I went to go see Zeppelin, and, you know, like, You're like, I mean, Jiminy Crickets, these
I'm
are guys.
Not that old.
Well, all right, maybe you didn't go see Zeppelin, but, I mean, you've definitely hung out with Dave Herman and Carol Miller.
Yes, I have.
And
I've
and
smoked a joint with Don Henley and drank beers with Van Halen. So that's
See, mm-hmm. So then I called Sibelia, and I was like, Joe, I want to ask you a question. I could, is Gattulo going to be in? And he goes, yeah, he's coming back. I'm like, yes. I go, then I think, and Sibelia, I know you're there. I think the words that came out of my mouth was, well, now I have nothing to worry about. Is that correct, Joe? Something like that?
I think it was, but now I know where I stand.
Well, oh, wow.
Listen, Sibelia, you have done such a remarkable job filling the shoes of the late Frank Morano. We all, yes. You know, we all
the
mourn,
late Frank Morano.
We all mourn him, yes. Although somehow or another my alarm clock went off at 4 o'clock. I started hearing Frank Morano in my ears. I don't know, something about after midnight. But he's a good friend. And Joe, you have, as they said, as a Joe Piscopo show fan, you have filled in so well for Frank. Because let's face it,
thank you.
Frank is a guy to me who looks 10 years younger, but he acts 20 years older. And he's got, I think he's a tremendous producer. I think he's a tremendous radio man. And Joe, you really stepped up huge.
No, you're too bad.
You know, I mean, well, you could have cut my butt out of the show, but somehow or another, you keep putting me on.
Oh, well. This is exactly why.
So on this Friday morning, November the 20th, wow, these are crazy, weird times. I'm just going to tell you guys real quick what's on the cover of all the newspapers, just so you know what's going on in the world. If you start with the New York Post, this is not good news. Tracks of our fears, outrageous, four people shoved onto rails in 1 month. I mean, I'm a subway guy.
Right.
Out there, they're pushing people in front of moving trains. I mean, what the heck?
You know, I think civility has gone out the window since this whole pandemic. We've been cooped up for months, right? And then, I mean, not me. I've been fortunate enough to still have a job and still have to come in.
You're an essential worker,
right? So I have not seen it as much as other people that have been locked away for 3-4 months working from home. And now that people were venturing out in the summertime, you're seeing this increase in crime. I think the mayor doesn't seem to understand, and I don't get how he doesn't, if you know the pulse of this city. What do people want that live in this city? They want their garbage picked up.
No,
they want
the before that.
Well, I wasn't putting in any
time. Before that, they want to be safe.
Safe. Safe. You want your subways on time, and you want your garbage picked up, right? I mean, in no particular, safe is the first, but everything else is kind of whatever Correct. Order you want it to be. When you go into the subway now, or you see the trash on the street because they've cut sanitation, you don't feel safe in the subway anymore. I can't tell you how many people sit there and say, some guy's not wearing a mask, who's not social distancing, I'm in fear for my life because there is so many, you know, more of the bad, quote-unquote, bad element that's within New York City now that seems to be coming out of the woodwork. You have a slew of homeless. There was a homeless guy that was on the street over here for at least a week who had not one but three chairs, had all this desk and stuff set up, and he was drawing stuff. I mean, he obviously was selling his wares. The guy was living in the subway station downstairs, from our building.
No, I know exactly.
These are people that need help.
No, I know, and so maybe it's something we could talk to Anthony Pope about because he's a really, really smart lawyer. But can you just grab him? Like when they're obviously mentally disturbed,
right?
Can you just say, sir, you're coming with me? And it's basically like an arrest. And instead of taking them to a prison, you're taking them to a hospital. These are people who clearly need that help. There's no, you know, my 14-year-old would be like, Dad, that something is just not right about that person.
Right.
They need help.
Well, they need help. And the mayor's wife apparently has $1 billion from the city coffers of an organization, Thrive, that's supposed to be helping these people. Where's the money? Where's the help?
Was a disaster. So on the cover of the Daily News is a picture of a guy who I'm quite fond of, Rudy Giuliani. And, of course, the Daily News does not make him look too good.
No.
Rudy melts down, literally, in bizarre sweat-dripping rant over election fraud. And the main headline is Uzi Giuliani. Look, I am someone who at a very young age has been follically challenged. I went the route, thanks to my brother, Chris Glynn, who just said, come on, Idala, just shave it off. So I just shaved it off, whatever was left. My buddy Cord's called it the toilet bowl seat. You know, it's got the thing right around there. You know, others have chosen to hang in, and there's all kinds of products on the market. As you know, having worked at Fox News for 12 years, I've seen a lot of transformations in 15 minutes.
Topics.
Yeah, is that what
that's
it is?
That's one of the things Joe uses it.
Yeah, right. So apparently Rudy was in a hot room wearing his suit, and he started sweating, and it started leaking down the side of his face. And there's some very unflattering photos of the former mayor, the great, great mayor, when one of them obviously is on the cover of the Daily News. And what I am not going to try to do today, because Joe Piscopo does it and that's his thing, is this is not going to be like the Trump v. Biden national election show, because I can't, enter into Joe's league of knowing how many electoral votes are in which place and what we need. So I'm going to just try to stick to what's affecting us a little bit more locally here. And one of the things that's affecting us a lot more locally here is this pandemic. And, I have not been a real, nervous guy about it. I mean, I did stay home basically, 2-3 weeks in March and the beginning of April. But even though I don't think lawyers were deemed essential workers the way, you guys were, but someone gets arrested, for having nothing to do with any protest, but for something, they're calling me.
Right.
They're not looking at, they don't want to hear that I'm sitting in my house in Long Island. So I've been in my office. I've been bouncing around. I've been, since Labor Day, my entire staff, I've had basically 100% occupancy in my law firm. But Al, the last 2 weeks, man, it's become real. And the cover, let me just finish. The cover of the Times is, plea to Americans, stay home on Thanksgiving. And then the photograph is a huge photograph of Dodger Stadium in Los Angeles on Wednesday, like hundreds of cars lining up for a drive-through testing site, and California issued a new curfew on Thursday.
Right.
And, I'll just to make sure you're nice and safe. I took a test this past Tuesday. Mm-hmm. I took a test yesterday, the rapid test. Thank God they were both negative. But I didn't know anyone personally in March or April, like real, real close to me, who had the coronavirus. And now this time around I'm starting to know some people who are not the first level, but the second level. So
right.
Two of my partner's children,
mm-hmm.
one of whom, she's still in college, so she hasn't come home yet. But my partner calls me and she's like, Arthur, look, you're not going to see me for a while, because she goes, I hate to say this about my own daughter, I wish she didn't have to come home, but schools are closing, so she's getting kicked out.
Right.
So she's got to come home.
Right.
And she's got it, and she's really sick. She's got 102.7 fever.
Oh my God.
She's like, and as a mom, I want to take care of her, but I'm not allowed in the school. But she's going to probably come home this Saturday or Sunday. So she's like, I'm going to miss all of next week, which Thanksgiving is got
short
2 days
anyway,
in there,
right?
She's like, but all the following week, she's like, I promise you, I'll work from home, and of course, I trust everyone. But, it changes the whole vibe. It changes the whole aura. It changes the whole work ethic. And it's when you're hanging out like I do with an 82-year-old dad and an 80-year-old mom, happy birthday, mom, that's what you think about, because thank God the mortality rate has gone down significantly.
Right. Well, they have the drugs to fight it, which is a good thing. I mean, they're getting the pharmaceuticals in there, and the doctors and nurses know what to look for now, so they know to administer these drugs rapidly when they get that, which is a good thing. But I think part of the problem, my whole thing with de Blasio of shutting the schools, ridiculous. We're showing no signs that school is increasing the transmission rate. We're seeing it in other areas, and I think the biggest area where we're seeing it, it's not so much, I don't think that it's so much the restaurants or the gyms. I think it's people getting together that are having these private parties in their home and saying, all right, we're going to have a Sweet 16 party, but instead of having Julia's Sweet 16 at a hall where we can't have it, we'll just have it in our house and invite, 50 of her closest friends and cram them into a basement with no ventilation and whatever. And one person comes in with it and gives it and now spreads it
and
to all these other people.
It doesn't even have to be 50. It could be 20,
no.
25.
Exactly.
What I mean?
I think what we all need to do from a responsibility standpoint is take responsibility for our own actions. You know what? Maybe this year is not the year to have 20 people in your house for Thanksgiving.
Well,
maybe
yeah.
It's the year to have 5. And, I know that people will rail against that and say, you can't tell me who to have in my house. I think Cuomo's restrictions and even Governor Murphy's restrictions are ridiculous. Who's narking on their neighbors?
No.
You're going to sit there and call.
It's more of a suggestion.
Right.
And that's
how it
should.
Be smart
about it. Because just so you know, from a lawyer's point of view, you never want to put a law in that you can't enforce.
Right.
Because then it weakens all the other laws.
Right.
So what he should have said, which is what the CDC is saying, is stay home for Thanksgiving. And, you know, look, for you and I who, you know, see people we know and love often, it's not a big deal. But for some people, you know, who live cross country, Thanksgiving, it is a big deal, right? I'm going to see my mom, my cousin, my brother. But, you know, this is the year we kind of have to just suck it up, and the world is going to be a little different. You know, on the cover, so here's, we're talking about gloom and doom of people getting thrown on the tracks. We're talking about the pandemic and how everything's getting shut down. And then one of the lead stories of the Wall Street Journal is how lumber prices are going up. Now, as a New Yorker, I'm like, well, the lumber price is going up because every gosh darn building in Manhattan was boarded up for the election and all that.
Right.
But what they're saying is the weather has been good and builders have been building.
Yep.
And that they anticipate a lot more home construction in the spring. So, I mean, which is great news, right? So you got like
the people are fleeing too. They're leaving the city and heading to the suburbs. That's a big deal.
Yeah, but you know, you would think they'd be moving to the suburbs. You know, it's like a domino effect. Like people in Long Island move to, they're the ones moving to North Carolina, and then the people from Manhattan. Look, I have a little house in Long Island. It was on the market. The house right next to me was on the market for a very high price that my neighbors and I were like, oh, they're never going to get that. That's ridiculous. It was on the market for over a year, and boom, right now, August, it sold. Who did it sell to? A couple from, I think they're from the upper, either the Upper East Side or the Upper West Side. I met them just this past weekend, and I said, you know, hey, how you doing? I'm Arthur. You know, I'll bring you a tuna casserole tomorrow. And they were very grateful for that. Actually, I was going to bring them some lasagna, truth be told.
Right.
But they said, look, we kept our apartment in Manhattan. I guess they're financially stable, and they're like, we bought this house, but our intention is to permanently live here. It's an hour and a half to Manhattan. And, you know, if we got to go to Manhattan, it's not like it's in Timbuktu.
Right.
And eventually we're going to sell our apartment. And, you know, that's kind of what's going on right now. And
yeah, that seems to be, I mean, if you can do that, that seems to be the norm. A lot of people are simply moving away because they just don't want to, first off, to pay the high prices. They're not working. They can't afford their rent. They don't know if they're going to get kicked out of their apartment or not. You're talking about the, you know, lower and middle class people that can't afford to be financially stable. In my town, houses are going like clockwork. I mean, you put a price up, you put a house up at the right price, it's gone in no time.
These are people coming from where?
A lot of them are coming from the city, some from other towns in New Jersey, but a lot of it is from New York City. They said they just can't, they don't want to deal with it anymore.
Well, after this break, we'll talk about moving and what it's like to move. But am I going to have the honor of speaking to the great, beautiful Debbie Duhaime?
Hi.
Hi, this is Arthur Idala. How are you? It's nice to meet you.
I know.
I've never met you before.
I know it's you, Arthur.
I've never met you before, Debbie.
Oh, we've had so many fun. Remember this time last year being in Italy?
Oh my goodness. I ran you to the ground the first day. You landed, you went to church, you had no sleep, and then bang, I took you all over. You saw Rome in a day, basically.
Yeah, it was wonderful. Oh, my goodness. So we had that wonderful meal, that lunch, and the wine, and we were tasting everything in the restaurant. It was so good.
Well, Deb, you know so much fun. You deserve the best.
Thank you, and happy birthday to your beautiful mom.
I saw it was her birthday yesterday. You're the best. Tell us about traffic, Debbie.
Okay, good morning, Arthur. Good morning, Al. Good morning, Joe Sabilia. And everybody, let's go out to 1 and 9 southbound at Grand Avenue in Rahway. It's an accident. Two lanes blocked over there, guys. 28 westbound. Watch for slowdowns as you head out toward East Main Street in Somerville. It's a broken water main. All lanes closed. And problems on 78 eastbound, getting out toward exit 56 in Newark. Everything shut down here with an accident. Looks like some type of investigation going on, so definitely watch for that. Hudson and East River Cross. Crossings off to a nice start. Traffic slowing down on the Deegan south at 149th. It's a disabled vehicle. Slowing down on the LIE westbound at the Grand Central with a crash over there. And Union Turnpike at Parsons Boulevard, that's closed with an ongoing accident investigation. LIE eastbound out by Sunnyside Boulevard, they're still doing some ongoing construction there. Partly cloudy today with a high of 60 degrees. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with the Joe Piscopo Show, AM 970. The answer.
Hey, it's Joe Piscopo for Balance of Nature, fruits and vegetables in capsule form. Remember, the best defense against any virus is what? Your own immune system, please. Balance of Nature is not like ordinary vitamins that are made with synthetics. It's just natural food in a vegetarian capsule with tens of thousands of vital nutrients from 100% whole food plants, fruits, and vegetables. A daily dose of Balance of Nature capsules has 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables. Strengthen your immune system today. And Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off any new preferred order of Balance of Nature. You know, we all make choices about cutting costs, especially now. So Dr. Howard is giving you free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order of Balance of Nature. Build up your immune system. Have overall better health, please. 800-246-8751. Just like that. 800-246-8751 or balanceofnature.com. Use the discount code The Answer.
In an era where it's tough to know which news outlet to trust, at a time where it's difficult to find facts, not just opinion, there is an oasis in the news desert. It's the Katz Roundtable. John Catsimatidis, the personification of the American dream, who built a multi-billion-dollar business empire, talks with some of the nation's top newsmakers every Sunday morning at 8 a.m. You won't just hear partisan spin. You'll hear directly from the newsmakers who are shaping the news cycle in the city, the country, and the world. On the Katz Roundtable, you won't just hear about politics. You'll hear about science, business, education, animal rights, and any other topics that you're interested in. Catch the Katz Roundtable every Sunday morning starting at 8 on AM 970. The Answer.
Parents, let's be honest. Many high school and college age kids seem to have little direction these days. That might be true for your son or daughter. They spend a lot of time gaming, hanging with friends, but nothing seems to lead them on a path to adulthood. You may want them to go to a four-year university, but nah, their grades just don't warrant it. Their lack of passion and direction makes you wonder if a four-year university would even be a wise investment. Here's a better route to consider. The Full Stack Software Development Program from Steve Wozniak, available through SalemCareerHub.com. They'll learn real-life work skills that are marketable and in high demand right now. And at SalemCareerHub.com, you can sign up for these courses at 50% off their regular price. Talk it over with your kids and get them out of the basement. They're probably as anxious as you are to move forward and just need a little push. The place to start? SalemCareerHub.com. You can also call 866-711-6275. 866-711-6275. Or SalemCareerHub.com.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com. Dennis Prager, coming up at 1 on AM970, The Answer.
I don't know if I would necessarily say these are good times, but we're making the best out of, you know, I mean, look, we're here, we're safe right now. Everyone's got to stay healthy. You know, this whole coronavirus thing is, it's real. You know, you got to give Fauci credit. You got to give him credit. I mean, he said it early on. He said history has shown for every pandemic, the second wave is vicious. And it seems to be the second wave is vicious. I mean, what we didn't notice was it was spiking during the election week. Right. So, you know, what would normally be on the cover of every newspaper was on page six of every newspaper because of the election. But, you know, what's coming, really, we have an insane show today because, you know, I get to do this once every 3, 4, 5 months because Joe is the hardest working guy in radio. So we have Geraldo coming up, Dershowitz coming up, the great Anthony Pope coming up. And I have two doctors coming in at 8:25 who are going to tell us about what's going on and how to deal with things regarding the pandemic. But the numbers are huge. I mean, we can't kid ourselves. We can't say that this is a hoax. I still meet with people who are like, oh, I don't really believe it. It's a plandemic, which means, you know, that it's all fake. My landscaper in Long Island, a great guy named Mike, he's big. He makes Al Gattulo look like a twig. He's a big guy. You know, he went to the, I believe it was the Southampton Hospital yesterday or the day before. Right. They didn't even let him in. they're so full.
Yep.
And my wife. Like, they're like, look, if you could breathe. He's like, well, my fever's burning up. They're like, look, you know, you. And I think he told me, they said, you should keep the fever burning up because the fever is what's killing the virus.
Right.
It's burning the virus out. Where if you start eating all the, you know, Tylenol, which is like last I heard is what you're supposed to take, it actually, you know, it could make the virus last a little bit longer. And this is a guy who doesn't feel any pain. You know what I mean? Like, he's one of these guys who, like, cuts his hand. He takes out a thimble and a needle and thread. And he, like, sews himself up like Rambo. And he's like, this is bad, man. This is bad. So, you know, I'm not a hypochondriac. I'm a healthy guy. But everyone, you really got to be cool with this. You know, you hear the great Joe Piscopo. God knows what he looks like. I hope he posted a picture of himself. Because he really will be all covered up.
Oh, yeah, 100%. He came to my mother's wake. I mean, masked the whole thing. He didn't stay long. He was just, you know, let me get in, pay my respects, and get out. And that's kind of how it was. But here's part of the problem now. I think we're going to see shutdowns again, which is unfortunate. I think there is a way to keep businesses open that I think can make and make it safe for people to go to, whether it's indoor dining, whether it's, you know, going to the gym. I think there's a way to do it where you can be safe. But you have to take the precautions for it. At this point now, the people that are out there saying, I'm not wearing a mask and kind of beating my chest, I think it's kind of ridiculous here. This is worse than the flu. This is worse than anything that we've ever seen.
It's you giving it to somebody else because you could be asymptomatic
and not realize it and shedding it and giving it to somebody else. My wife was telling me that the clinics are overrun. They don't have enough tests. Some of them, they open at 8 in the morning, and by 10, they have to close.
Oh, how about this? When I went yesterday to get my nasal swab,
right.
I said, you know, while I'm here, can I get the flu shot? We're all out.
Yeah. Well,
and
I got my flu shot.
Second time.
I got my flu shot in September when I saw my oncologist. So they were like, you want it? Yes. Boom. Good. Give it to me. The bigger issue now is these clinics don't have enough tests to test people. So now the states are going to have to start opening up again. Where, you know, like New Jersey took PNC Bank Arts Center and they opened it up as a rapid testing facility. They're going to have to start doing that again. I'm surprised they haven't started to move in that direction. And at this point, they're going to have to call on the federal government for help. Like, look, we need rapid testing. We need to do these things in a larger scale than what the clinics are doing now because they're being overrun. That's going to be a problem.
And what's going to happen? So what I was told by one of my colleagues was that like Ticketmaster and something you're very familiar with, and the Broadway shows and everything, like we're going to have to carry like cards, like proof that you got the vaccine once it came through, right?
Yeah, now, so the story that I heard from Ticketmaster was you have to prove that you've either had the vaccine or you've tested negative. So I don't, on the first point on the vaccine, how can you prove if you have the vaccine if they're rolling it out maybe by the end of this year or the beginning of next? And you and I are not going to be the first people getting it. It's right. going to be essential workers.
Look, I can't
nurses,
imagine.
Doctors,
are they saying when there's going to be any concerts or anything like that?
I had, of all the concerts that I bought tickets for this year, only one was rescheduled to next year, James Taylor and Jackson Browne, to next July at Bethel Woods.
July 2021.
July 2021. I can't imagine that concert is going to happen at this point. I get why they're doing it.
We're going to talk to Geraldo in a little while. I'll be honest with you. Geraldo is under the impression. And I'll call him up, put his feet to the fire, that he's going to have a vaccine within the next 2 weeks.
Really?
Yep.
Really?
That's what he thinks. Okay. He thinks essential workers and things like that, it's going
to
roll out the first week of December, which is the next 2 weeks.
You know what? That would be, I mean, listen, if that happens, that would be great. And I think, but for you and I, and my wife and I were discussing this, we're not going to see a sniff of this vaccine until probably the early to mid-summer. At best, maybe late summer. I think the way.
Really?
Unless.
I mean, that's a little. I thought you were going to say spring.
Well, I mean, look at it this way. You have, what is it, Pfizer that said theirs is 95% effective, and the other, Moderna, was 90% or whatever. I can't tell you how many people that I've seen on social media who are like, I'm not going to take this vaccine. Why wouldn't you take a vaccine that is 90 to 95% effective?
The doctor that you guys had on yesterday said if 75% of the population doesn't take the vaccine,
There's no herd immunity.
It won't be right. It won't be effective. And I think what's going to wind up happening is what we just started this conversation on with is you're not going to be able to do things if you don't have the vaccine.
Right.
You want to go here? No, you can't. You got your card. I don't know how you're going to show proof. There's going to be a card, an ID, an email or something.
I have been getting a flu vaccine since I've been with my wife for 20 plus years, right? I know there are people that don't believe in the flu vaccine, think it's ridiculous, whatever. And at times, the flu vaccine is only effective 40 to 50% of the time or whatever it is. I still go and get that shot. I don't have an issue with that. Why wouldn't you see 90, 95%? Pff, sign me up.
Well, I know, but I think what people want to, some people want to wait. Let me wait a couple of months and make sure, like, I don't grow another, you know, eyeball out of my ear or something.
I'm fine
like
with being a mutant. I don't have a problem.
Well, you know, I'm already there. So do we have time to say hello to Hank real quick, Al?
Absolutely.
Because he's a good man, and he's a patriot, and he's a great American. Good morning, Hank. How are you? It's Arthur Idala and Al Gattulo, and I probably Joe Sebelia is sleeping somewhere, but God bless him.
Well, stay away from Sebelia. He's got some kind of bug. Anyway,
nah, but he's home, so I it's easy to stay away from him.
Good. I wanted to wish you guys a happy Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. Al, congratulations on the new house. Success.
Thank you, Hank.
Just say it also. What are you guys talking about? It kind of hit home with me this week very close. Cousin Ryan in Florida, who's just a few years younger than me, born in Brooklyn like me, invited 10 people to his house about a week ago or so. One of the people come in and sneezing, et cetera. My cousin now is in a ventilator, and his wife is saying it doesn't look good.
Wow.
And why? 10 people at a dinner, just like a Thanksgiving, and I don't know why the hell they didn't chase this person out, or even why this person. Forget this pandemic. If you got a cold and you're sneezing, do you want to even go out of a house to be with people?
In other words, correct. Whose fault is it? Is it your family's fault for not throwing them out of the house, or the person's fault for coming there? You have to have the common sense to be like, you know what? This isn't cool, and just not show up and say, I'm sorry. I mean, no one's going to get mad at you for saying, I don't want to come to your house and get you sick.
People today, they lack discipline. They have no respect for government, for authority, et cetera. I told Joe this. I said, I really think we should bring back the drafts and everybody into 2 years of military service.
I'm with you, Hank. Hank, listen, I got to go to Al with the news. But we're all praying for your family member down there in Florida. And folks, I'm telling you, this second wave, I don't know, I mean, maybe this is an Arthur Idala thing, but it seems to be getting closer and closer to home. So please, everyone, be careful. And Al's about to give you the news, and I bet you there's going to be something about the pandemic somewhere in there. Al, take it away.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
45 degrees at 6:37. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Restaurant owners already struggling in New York City, begging officials not to close indoor dining because of coronavirus. Yesterday, Mayor de Blasio said it was only a matter of a week or two before the city heads into an orange zone. That means the closure of indoor dining, gyms, and salons. Some restaurant owners don't think they'll survive a second shutdown, and the latest numbers from the state show New York City is close to benchmarks that would trigger an orange zone. Hoboken is requiring certain businesses to take down customer information as coronavirus cases continue to surge. Starting today, restaurants, bars, gyms, salons, and spas will need to take the information down for contact tracing purposes. The rule applies to any establishment where customers and employees interact for an extended period of time. Grocery stores and supermarkets do not have to compile a contact tracing list. In sports, Yankees and Mets will both open the 2021 season on national television. The Yankees will host the Blue Jays. The Mets will visit the Nationals on April 1st as part of an ESPN opening day quadruple header. The other ESPN games are Dodgers, Rockies, and Astros, A's. Stuck in traffic, Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Good morning, Al. Let's see what's happening on the Deegan. Deegan is moving slowly southbound at 149th with a disabled vehicle just cleared. It's kind of busy on the outbound Gowanus getting down toward the Belt merge with some ongoing road work in the LIE westbound at the Grand Central. A crash taking two lanes. Traffic moving slowly on Union Turnpike at Parsons Boulevard. It's an ongoing accident investigation. That was an accident involving three cars. Let's take it out and see what's happening on Sunrise Highway. Sunrise Highway eastbound slowing down out by Hampton Bays. Traffic is moving okay at the inbound side of the GWB with a stalled vehicle cleared. Lincoln Tunnel 5 minutes in, Holland 5 minutes in. Problems on 78. 78 eastbound subject to closure, getting out toward exit 56 in Newark with an ongoing accident investigation there. Checking in on the forecast, partly cloudy today with a high going up to 60 degrees. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Lowe's. Don't miss Lowe's Provember event because this month they're saying thanks to their pros in a big way. Now through 11/25, they have deals on brands like DeWalt, Spyder, and Metabo HPT. They also have events you won't want to miss. Lowe's, the new home for pros.
Hey, it's Joe Piscopo. My friends over at Route 22 Toyota want me to remind you that if you're tired of dealing with dummies, get over to the state-of-the-art service facility in Hillside, New Jersey, please. Alex Kinsella has the entire team staying safe, wearing masks, socially distancing, fogging vehicles with every single service to make sure they're disinfected. At Route 22 Toyota, they always get it right. They're doing their part to stay safe. Plus, right now, Route 22 Toyota is offering qualified buyers more reasons than ever to get into a new Toyota, like 0% APR financing up to 5 years and zero down leases on some of your favorite Toyota models. Call 855-621-9949 for details and make sure to tell them Joe sent you. 855-621-9949 to schedule a test drive, and Route 22 Toyota will get you driving a new Toyota with 0% interest or zero down leases. Now that is the smart way to buy. Route 22 Toyota, Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, or at Route 22 Toyota.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents and Doug.
Okay, class, let's bump it up to 9.
Come on, Limu, keep peddling. We got to build our endurance to let more people know that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance, so you only pay for what you need.
Pick up the pace, bird legs.
Hey, don't talk to Limu like that.
I'm not. I'm talking to you.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Get a customized quote at libertymutual.com.
I like a bed that's really firm.
I need something a little softer.
Rest easy with the new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed. You can both adjust your comfort with your Sleep Number setting.
Will it help with her snoring?
I snore.
Does Rudolph have a red nose?
Yes, it can be gently raised on either side to help relieve snoring.
So you can really promise better sleep.
Not promise, prove. Proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. Don't miss our weekend special. Save 50% on the Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed. Plus free premium delivery when you add a base. Ends Monday. Ask your smart speaker to find your local Sleep Number store today.
Okay, girls, ready to go?
Yeah!
Mom, I'm hungry. Can I have a snack?
Me too, Mommy.
You want a snack?
Yeah!
Got it?
Children learn from our behaviors.
Mommy, can you open this,
please? All right, hold on 1 second. Okay. Okay, here.
Thank you.
They learn what is okay from the adults they see.
Mommy, are you on your phone?
If you're a distracted driver, chances are they will be too. What kind of driver are you raising? Funded by the Governor's Traffic Safety Committee.
Get your weekend started with the Cuse as the Orange visit Louisville tonight. Hi, I'm Matt Park. Join Adam Terry and me for the call of all the action, beginning with pregame at 6 p.m. on AM 970, The Answer. New York's home for Syracuse University football.
Listen to AM 970, The Answer, on Alexa, TuneIn, iHeart, or radio.com.
Hey, Joe on the radio on AM 970, The Answer. Relief Factor is, you know, I've been taking Relief Factor now. Alan and I have been doing it almost a year. Has it almost been a year already? And it keeps me out of pain. And I'm going to see the guys. I'm so excited. I got to make sure I get permission that I can tell you about it. But I'm going out to Seattle. Yes, I am. I'm going to go loot. I need a refrigerator, so I thought I'd go to Seattle. No, that's not. That's a joke. It's not even my joke, but it's a funny joke. Going out to Seattle with Pete and Seth Talbot. I love those guys. I've been talking to them for years. Now they're on the radio show. Now we're going to do even more, and it's all about getting you out of pain with that three-week quick start for $19.95. Three-week quick start, $19. It's only $1 a day, and they don't even make money. Pete and Seth, I love these. They don't even make money off the three-week quick start. As a matter of fact, they don't even break even until about 4 to 5 months after you keep ordering it. So now it's your time. To go to relieffactor.com, because you know what? We want you out of pain. Pete and Seth are on a mission. I know these guys. I love these guys. And you're going to get the three-week quick start. It worked for me in 5 days. Al taking Relief Factor. Debbie's taking Relief Factor. It is your time to start the three-week quick start. $19.95. Let's see if we can get you out of pain, too. Relieffactor.com or call 800-583-84.
Jay Sekulow live. Special time at 4 p.m. today on AM 970. The Answer.
Oh, nice.
It's appropriate with the pandemic.
Nice, nice.
Am I wrong?
My family has, my mom and dad have no idea. This is a song by The Police called Don't Stand So Close to Me. You're the best, Cthulhu. And I love The Police. I'm going to let it roll for a moment, folks. Roll with it.
Young teacher, the subject of schoolgirl fantasy.
Even though the song has nothing to do with
it. It's got nothing to do with it. But you got to stay. Al, I mean, I grew up The Police. This is what, 83, 82?
Yeah, 82.
I was a sophomore at Poly Prep High School. I mean, The Police were it. Sting, Andy Summers, Stuart Copeland. Take their advice, folks. I haven't hugged and kissed my dad and kissed him on both cheeks since March. Stinks. And my buddy Chris Hassan reminded me that, and he was a very good friend of mine, he had the coronavirus in March. So I did know people in March and April, but I don't know. It just seems to be more rampant now. But you know, in legal news, they completed, Al, the first trial in the Southern District of New York.
Mm-hmm.
Just yesterday was the verdict, yesterday morning, since March. Think about that. There's been no trials,
right?
So, you know, we still live in a country where you're innocent until proven guilty. So there's a whole bunch of people who are sitting in jail who are, quote unquote, innocent. They can't make bail for whatever reason.
Right.
And so I have another case. I have a murder case. It was supposed to start in May. And this guy has a great self-defense claim. I mean, a great self-defense. The deceased shot someone. Right? He shoots someone.
Okay.
Now turns around with the gun to my guy, and my guy stabs him and kills him. That's self-defense. And right. in front of my guy's mother's house. It's not like, and my guy tries to get into his mother's house and breaks the key in the door, and we have the broken key. Oh, but he can't. And then he turns around, the guy's coming out with a gun. And it's a whole drug mess.
And so obviously part of it.
But he's sitting in jail now.
Right. But obviously part of it is the fact that you can't have a jury trial because of coronavirus. The judges won't allow
so
it.
So they just had a jury trial. So that's the big deal.
Now, people in the courtroom.
People in the courtroom.
Not a Zoom kind of thing?
No. So, apparently the jurors were all spread out. They spoke to one of the jurors after the trial, and they said, what was it like? They said, it was basically the same experience except with a lot of Purell, and we were spread all over the place.
So, nobody in the courtroom except for the judge, yeah, the lawyers, the right. defendant,
and then but it's got to be a public proceeding. So I don't know how they handled it in this particular courtroom, but in another case I was in, they had a
closed circuit.
Yeah, they had a Zoom thing, so you could call in. The public could call in. Yesterday, I'm representing Alan Dershowitz, who's going to call in the 9 o'clock hour.
Right.
And yesterday there was a court appearance, and the media is allowed to call in and listen in. Obviously, they're all muted. They can't speak. They can't say anything, but they can listen to everything. So it was Judge Rakoff, who's a storied judge in the Southern District of New York. And, you know, I know he wanted to be the first guy to try a case.
Right.
And it was kind of a mixed verdict. They were acquitted of some things and convicted of some things. But in other, like, pandemic legal news, because the budget has been so devastated, right, the state budget, there is a rule. I don't know what it was exactly. I'm being non-legal. But basically, when judges hit the age of 70, if they were elected judges, they could be recertified every 2 years to sit on the bench until 76 years old, then they have to retire. But which is great, because I got to tell you, Al, some of the best judges are those judges, especially now more than ever. They come from they're cut from a different cloth. Right. You know, back in the day, judges were the people who were the best lawyers were identified. Like, that's a great lawyer. Let's make him a judge. Things have become much more political and much more politically correct. So these guys, and men and women, who were 71, 72, 73, out of nowhere, about 3-4 weeks ago, probably a month ago, they're just told, yep, we're just ending that program. You're not being recertified.
Wow.
We know you've been a judge for 25 years. We know you've been a judge for 30 years. You're retiring in 67 days. like in 2 weeks is going to be your last day on the bench. I know you have no contingency plans. I know you aren't thinking of retiring. I know you're only 71 and you still have five more years, but sorry, it's over. They pulled the rug right out from under them. And so here's what happens. The judges started a lawsuit. They actually filed it in Suffolk County, and they filed it against the chief judge. And the chief judge, just like anyone else, was supposed to answer certain legal documents, and she didn't do so. And now the chief judge is getting called to the carpet by someone who she supervises, technically. It's, as we say in Israel, a bordello, which is an Italian word for it. It's just a mess. But it just shows you the legs that the pandemic has and how this is affecting. So you got guys who are sitting in prison who shouldn't be sitting in prison right now, or at least should have their day in court.
Right.
You have prestigious, very, very well thought of judges. And these aren't low level judges, Al.
No, these are high
judges on the appellate division of the first of Manhattan and all five boroughs. You know, just getting a call. Sorry, you're done. And now they're suing. I mean, it's
the question I have for you about the jury trial. How does the jury sequester to render a verdict? If they're spread out in the room, right, they have to go into another room in order to talk about the case.
Correct.
So how do they put them all in the same room and still maintain social distancing?
My limited understanding is they put them in another courtroom.
Spread out,
it's
and they can talk about,
it's a huge room.
Right.
Right? So they're in another, don't forget.
And obviously,
are
they monitoring them on closed circuit to make sure that they're staying apart?
Oh, wow. No, they can't.
No, obviously they can't. Right, but
there's a cell. So don't forget something, Al. This is 500 Pearl Street, right? It's the preeminent courthouse in the United States of America for a lower level court. There's only one trial going on in the whole building.
Right, right.
There's plenty of room.
No, I understand that.
They're on their own to not, you know, make out with each other.
But then if I'm the guy who's being tried and I think that something is up with the jury, don't I have a legal case to appeal and say, how do I know that they were actually social distancing? How do I know that they just didn't want to render a verdict just to get out of there because they didn't want to catch corona?
This particular case, they were there for 4.5 days. So
they
did their job. I mean, they definitely did their job. And again, it was a mixed verdict, so kind of everyone did their job. The prosecutor got a slight conviction. The defense got a big acquittal. And look, the truth is, it wasn't the kind of case that really needed to be tried. I really think Judge Rakoff wanted to do it. I'm the first guy who did it. He's that kind of a judge. Again, he's a storied guy. I like him. We get along. But it's a scary time in all aspects of life. When we come back a little later on, Al, I want to talk about the weather because it's 60 degrees, which is it was 30 degrees.
Sure.
And is it too? Am I allowed to put my Christmas decorations up?
Sure. Why not?
Debbie, am I allowed to put up my Christmas decorations this week?
Yes. Yes,
it's going to be like 58, 60 degrees tomorrow, right? Isn't it a good day to put like the lights on the tree?
Yeah, outside? Why not? Yeah, why not? I was at a salon yesterday and they had the Christmas tree up and it was so beautiful and it just gets you in a good mood, you know? Why not?
Well, there's a big wreath across from 111 Broadway here in Lower Manhattan. So I guess if they could do it, we could do it, right, Deb?
Listen. Definitely, definitely. I'm ready.
All right. What's going on in the roads, Debbie?
Good morning to you, Arthur. Let's see what's happening here on the LIE. LIE westbound at Jericho Turnpike. Watch for an accident here in Nassau County. Also on North Ocean Avenue getting into Sunrise Highway. Getting reports of an accident there getting out through that North Patchogue area. Traffic moving slowly on the westbound Gowanus. Slowing down, getting down toward the Belt Merge. They're doing construction there. And it's kind of busy on the Cross Bronx East out by the Deegan with an accident on the shoulder. Watch for some pockets of volume on the Van Wick. Northbound getting up toward Liberty Avenue. Inbound side of the GWB, minor delay. Lincoln Tunnel only 5 minutes. 5 minutes in over at the Holland. 78 eastbound local lanes. It's an accident still being cleared, so watch for some delays through that area. And on the Garden State Parkway North at 161, a debris spill to watch out for. 1 and 9 south at Grand Ave in Rahway, a collision. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with the Joe Piscopo Show, AM 970, The Answer.
Gregory Floyd, host of Reaching Out, gets answers to the tough questions from people in the know.
Our very special guest is Congresswoman Nidia Velasquez, was the first Puerto Rican woman elected to the Congress in 1992. Is there anything else the U.S. government can do to assist the people of Puerto Rico?
Yes. The problem is that even when some public policies were enacted to help promote economic activity in Puerto Rico, the same way that Congress provided those incentives, the same way they took them away without providing anything else. And then the treatment that Puerto Rico gets. These are American citizens. They go to war. They die for our country. They fight for our freedoms. So the U.S. government has a responsibility.
It's Reaching Out, Saturday afternoon at 1:30 on AM 970, The Answer.
Visited New York Truck Stop Radio lately? We're open and here for you, especially in these uncertain times. Join Arthur and Zach Miller and guests as they discuss transportation, commerce, and the bottom line. Saturday afternoons at 1 on AM 970, The Answer. Nobody told me there'd be these like these.
Tomorrow from 10 a.m. to noon, Douglas Elliman CEO Dottie Herman and the best team in real estate radio will be answering your real estate questions live. No issue is too challenging or goes unanswered. It's Eye on Real Estate with Dottie Herman. Got a question? Call 866-970-9622. That's 866-970-9622 tomorrow morning at 10 on AM 970, The Answer.
Here's your AM 970 weather answer forecast.
Mostly sunny and mild today. We'll have a high up to 61 and partly cloudy tonight, low 48. Sunny to partly cloudy and mild once again tomorrow, high 61. And mostly cloudy and not quite as warm on Sunday, high 49. Cloudy on Monday with occasional morning rain and drizzle, followed by a shower in spots in the afternoon, high 56. And turning out partly sunny on Tuesday, high 46. I'm Isaac Longley on AM 970, The Answer.
Everybody knows this guy.
No, everybody knows he can do a radio show.
Joe Piscopo. Mornings, 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Mama said there'll be days like this. There'll be days like this, Mama said.
It's a great day. Come on. It's Friday, New York City. We're fighting the good fight. There's stuff coming at us from all angles. But you know what? We're still standing. My grandfather used to say, he was a great boxing judge, when you were in the boxing ring and you got punched in the face, it didn't feel like you fell. It felt like the canvas came up and hit you in the face. So I don't feel like that at all for a lot of reasons. Number one, I'm sitting with Al Gattulo. Number two, I'm filling in for the great Joe Piscopo here at AM 970, The Answer. And if any of you guys want to call in the 7 o'clock hour, it's 877-970-2999. From Rockland County, we have Ryan calling in. Ryan, hello, it's Arthur Idala. How are you, sir?
All right. Good morning, guys. Good morning, Arthur.
How are you? How are you, sir?
And good morning, Al. Great. Doing great up here. Listen, guys, you know, I mean, de Blasio, Cuomo, Pelosi have been getting hammered all year long, rightfully so. But I noticed something, like, you know, because you know what the laws are in this state, Arthur. The no bail law was put together by Carl Hastie, the Speaker of the Assembly of New York, and Senate Majority Leader Cousins. Now, I know those names. You know those names. The audience says, no, why don't they take any heat? Why doesn't Governor Murphy take any heat? Why is it the ones with the Italian last names getting bashed? Now, they rightfully so got bashed. Why are they getting bashed in some? That guy McGurk, I know you like him, doesn't go after Murphy, doesn't go after Hastings, doesn't go after Cousins. Why is it? And he doesn't really go after – he goes after Cuomo more than he goes after Biden. People in this audience notice – people listen to talk radio, we talk and everything. They all notice that the Italian last names get bashed.
Listen,
left
Ryan,
and right.
A guy named Ryan doesn't sound like he got a lot of Italian allegiance, but God bless you. And listen, I'm all for the Italians. So, Ryan, we can stick up for the Italians all you want. And listen, I always look at the glass half full. So, if you want to look at this election and the glass half full, excuse me, and if Joe Biden becomes the president of the United States, we will have the first Italian American first lady ever. Because Jill Biden's paternal grandfather was born in Sicily. He came over from Sicily. So at least there'll be a little, maybe there'll have to be some arancini, some rice balls in the house. I don't know how much Jill Biden identifies with the Sicilian side, but we'll make sure, Joe Piscopo will make sure he reminds her of it, if that's the ultimate conclusion of the election. Folks, we got a great, great show coming up. Anthony Pope in the next hour. Eric Adams, the man who could be the next mayor of the city of New York, is at the 7 o'clock hour. Stay with us. We'll be right back after these messages.